Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 104. But first, let's review what we've learned last time. Now let's look at the picture and the listen.
How was the exam, Richard?
Not too bad. I think I passed in English and mathematics. The questions were very easy.How about you, Gary?
The English and maths papers weren't easy enough for me. I hope I haven't failed.
I think I failed the French paper. I could answer 16 of the questions. They were very easy, but I couldn't answer the rest. They were too difficult for me.
French tests are awful, aren't they?
I hate them. I'm sure I've got a low mark.
Oh, cheer up. Perhaps we didn't do too badly. The guy next to me wrote his name at the top of the paper.
Yes.
Then he sat there and looked at it for 3 hours.He didn't write a word.
So from the story, we can see that the same thing to different person will have the different results. Sometimes it's really easy for you, but it's really very hard for the others. But sometimes the different. So today we are going to talk about something enough or too or very for somebody.Now let's look at the picture first. Yes, from the picture we can see a man. Please describe this guy with your adjectives you think that. The first one, you will say clever. And others will say stupid. And look at his dress. Yes.Expensive or cheap, both are right. And now let's look at this picture. The apple is fresh, but the others are stale. And now let's look at this one. Yes, we can say low, and also we can say high. And also look at the next one. We have low or loud.And now let's look at it. Hard or soft? And look at the picture of the orange. Sweet or sour? So different person will hold and use different adjectives to describe the same thing. Now let's look at the one pair. Clever and stupid. 聪明的和愚笨的。Lucy is very clever and does well at school. Lucy 很聪明，在学校的表现很好。It's stupid of me to lose my temper. 我太愚蠢了，竟然发了脾气。Okay, next pair. Cheap and expensive. This is a very cheap hotel. There is a cheap restaurant. Look.That is an expensive car. You have an expensive holiday. Okay, next pair. Fresh and stale. Look at the picture. Is this milk fresh? Yes, it is. But look at the apples. No, they are stale apples. Okay, now let's look at this one.Yes, there are some high windows in this church. But the sun is low in the sky. 太阳正贴着地平线升起。Okay, next one. They are speaking in low voices. 低声的。The music's too loud. Please turn it down.声音太高了，请把它关小一点。所以 low 有两个相对的反义词，一个是 high， 一个是 loud. Okay, next one. Hard and soft. This is a hard wooden chair. 这是一把硬木椅子。That is a hard question. 这是个很难的问题。She's a hard student. 她是个刻苦的学生。The grass is soft. 青草软绵绵的。Okay, now let's look at this pair. Sweet and sour. Too much sweet food is bad for your teeth. Sweetheart, 亲爱的，甜心宝贝，恋人都可以。These oranges are sour. 这些橘子太酸了。Okay. And look at the fruits. The fruits are fresh enough to eat. 可以吃了，熟透了。The fruits are too stale to eat. 放得太熟就变质了，不能吃了。所以 enough 和 too 我们要把握它的尺寸。Okay, now here is a question. Please answer me. What is 1+1? 一加一是什么？ I can answer the question because it's very easy. And sometimes we can say the question is too easy.这个问题太简单了，不是普通的简单。好，那我们就来讨论一下 too, very 和 enough 是怎样和形容词进行搭配使用的呢？ Now let's look at the examples. The questions were too or very difficult. And next one. The questions were difficult enough. 从这两句中我们可见Too 和 very 通常要放在所修饰的形容词之前。Too 表示否定含义，而 very 则表示肯定意义。Enough 则要放在所修饰形容词的后面。好， enough 和 too 都可以与介词 to 搭配，但意义却不同。First one, the questions were easy for me to answer. 这些问题对我来说很容易回答。The questions were too difficult for me to answer. 这些问题对我来说太难了，回答不上来。所以 enough to 表示足够怎么样做某事了。Too to 表示太怎样而以至于不能怎么做某事。Okay, now let's look at the pictures of 104. Make our own sentences.
Lesson 104. Repetition drill. Look at lesson 104. Look and listen. Do not speak. Look at picture A. Could he answer all the questions?
Yes, he could. They were easy enough for him to answer.
Look at picture B. Could he answer all the questions?
No, he couldn't. They were too difficult for him to answer.
Look at picture I. Could they hear the stereo?
Yes, they could. It was loud enough for them to hear.
Look at picture J. Could they hear the stereo?
No, they couldn't. It was too low for them to hear.
Now you answer the questions.Ready? Look at picture A. Could he answer all the questions?
Yes, he could. They were easy enough for him to answer.
Look at picture B. Could he answer all the questions?
No, he couldn't. They were too difficult for him to answer.
Look at picture I.Could they hear the stereo?
Yes, they could. It was loud enough for them to hear.
Look at picture J. Could they hear the stereo?
No, they couldn't. It was too low for them to hear.
Look at picture O. Could she eat the orange?
Yes, she could.It was sweet enough for her to eat.
Look at picture P. Could she eat the orange?
No, she couldn't. It was too sour for her to eat.
Look at picture E. Could he buy the car?
Yes, he could. It was cheap enough for him to buy.
Look at picture F. Could he buy the car?
No, he couldn't. It was too expensive for him to buy.
Look at picture K. Could he climb over the wall?
Yes, he could. It was low enough for him to climb.
Look at picture L. Could he climb the wall?
No, he couldn't. It was too high for him to climb.
Lesson 104 满足的心。世界上有一种奇怪的生物，它极其有限，在宇宙中渺小的如同尘埃，但是它的心却无法满足，总想拥有更多的东西，更多的权柄，更多的财富，结果就是它无法喜乐，整日忧虑愁苦劳碌。这生物就是人。这不知足的人不断地掠夺占有，不惜破坏生态环境，看到他人就心生嫉妒，不仅残害他人，也生出自卑而自大的心残害自己。谏言形容这种不知足的心就如同阴间的火一样。但是也有基督徒无论在什么境况下都可以知足，知道怎样处理卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。他们是怎样脱离贪婪，得到满足的自由的呢？答案就是让基督满足他们的心。在基督里藏着上帝的一切丰盛、能力、圣洁、赦免和慈爱。虽然我们自己没有这一切，但是不要紧，因为我们有了基督，所以我们就在基督里拥有了基督一切的富有。施洗约翰向我们描述了这满足是怎样的心情。那娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。故此，我这喜乐满足了，他必兴旺，我必衰微。作为基督的朋友，约翰听到基督的声音就十分高兴，喜乐已经满足了。正如他当年还在母亲肚子里，听到玛利亚问安的声音就高兴地跳动起来一样。这么多年过去了，他一点儿也没有变，喜乐一点儿也没有减少，甚至看到自己衰微，变得更渺小，都丝毫不减他的喜乐，因为他的喜乐是在基督里。基督不变，所以他在基督里的喜乐也不变。既然基督那里有他所需的一切，在有需要的时候，基督必然因着爱供应他，使他满足。求主将这满足的心也赐给我。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。Thank you.